Councilman Lattiser moves an amendment to reduce an expenditure from Department 70-224, Public Works Field Maintenance Electricity.
Excuse me, I did make a clerical error on that. 70-224 is actually, it's natural gas and propane.
I believe there's three sub-accounts in that one.
There's two items. 70-224 is listed twice. It's listed for propane, gas, and natural gas. 70-224 is propane, 10,000. 70-224 is natural gas is 20,000. That's where the total comes from on those two items.
As a point of order, I believe the administration had already proposed amending the propane.
Yes, so Councilman, there are three line items associated with 70-224, and they're on page 40. The administration has already addressed an amendment with propane and natural gas. We can certainly readjust those, but the remaining one that you were suggesting, I believe, was dealing with electricity. Is that accurate?
Okay, we'll keep it the way it was. 70-224, cut 30,000.
Thank you. Councilman Lattiser moves an amendment to 70-224, Public Works Field Maintenance Electricity. The original proposed amount is $85,000. The amendment is to reduce it by $30,000, resulting in $55,000, and to move that new $30,000 into 63,290 Public Works Highway Asphalt. That was just amended to the new number in that account is $60,000. So this would make the new account $90,000. And that is the extent to the amendment.
So is there a second on the proposed amendment? Seconded by Councilman Ricks. So Councilman Lattiser?
Yes. So as we heard Monday night, some of these adjustments and requests for electricity are just completely mind-boggling to me. I think that a lot of these numbers are much higher than what they're actually going to be. And the asphalt line item is significantly lower than it has been in years. The change in the line item from propane, gas, natural gas, where I had originally intended to make that move, was because, as you can see, going back to 2023 and even beyond that, there had never been that line item at all. So my initial intent was to reduce propane, gas, and natural gas by the total 30. I think in revisiting this, what would make sense is to change my motion from the 30 out of the electricity, leave the electricity at 85 and take the 20,000 out of the, I'm sorry, the 10,000 out of the propane and move that over to the asphalt line item.
Councilman?
Sir.
In the administration's amendment, that $10,000 was reduced by $7,500, so there was only $2,500 remaining in
that
account.
Got it. I'll withdraw that line item altogether.
So are you withdrawing the amendment or just the suggestion you made while talking about it?
No, I'll withdraw the change of 30,000 and I'm going to reduce that down to 20,000 and move it to asphalt.
Any objection to the adjustment of the amendment as so stated by Councilman Lattisner? Seeing none, so done.
So for, just to reiterate for everyone, we are still on 70224 Public Works Field Maintenance Electricity, which began with $85,000. The amendment would now reduce it by $20,000. And it would be put into the Public Works Highway Asphalt account.
So are there any further questions? Councilman Knapp.
Just to comment on that. I support this amendment proposed by Councilman Lattisner. Just wanted to clarify. The propane gas struck me as well. The administration offered some clarity on that. Former Council President McAllister had allocated some of his board money to purchase propane-fueled gas heaters that are going to go over to the Appanog rink. And that's why the propane appears here where it has never before. And the administration was looking to allocate the $2,500 that Councilman Lattisner has now suggested we leave in that propane line item, just so we support the efforts of our prior council president. I think that's important to leave in place, and just wanted to put some clarity on that new line item that we have not seen in the past.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I would just briefly add that with items such as this, if electricity comes in high next fiscal year, obviously, we can't perfectly predict the cost of energy. It's not as if the lights are going to go out. The administration does have the power to shift money around as needed and as necessary. I think that a shift such as this is appropriate for this city council to make. It appears that Councilman Lattisner doing his due diligence. It seems that the that particular line item is a little bit heavy, and I think that Councilman Lattisner is correct that that line item can spare that $20,000. If it turns out that electricity comes in high, the administration certainly has the power to shift that money back or otherwise continue spending to make sure that the lights stay on. And I would say that it is appropriate for the transfer to the asphalt budget as well to show that the city council is prioritizing that. And while we do not have the authority to necessarily direct the administration to necessarily spend that money in that particular way, us voting on this amendment is certainly a show of support for additional funding towards that important priority that certainly every single one of us can think of streets that would benefit from additional paving. Thank you.
You want me to keep going?
No, it doesn't seem like anyone's opposed to it, so you don't need to rally further. The mayor?
No, not at all. We could always use a little bit more, you know, this is a crack seal, potholes and all that, that line item. We've used about $31,000 this year, and it's pretty much over for the season, the fiscal year ends early. But as Councilman Ricks pointed out, if you take it from electricity, if the need arises, we can transfer it within the department. The need for crack seal and potholes, we've paved a lot of roads. We have a lot more coming this year. It's going to go down a little bit more every year.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry. I apologize. This asphalt change that I'm making, in addition to some others, are all going to the asphalt line item 63290.
Yes, under highway. That's crack seal and potholes. Asphalt's about $80 a ton. It's not terribly expensive. But crack sealing is a little more expensive. But, you know, we're adequately funded for this year, but we may get a little more done this summer. It depends. We had a pretty cold winter, so there's probably some damage out there. And as Councilman Ricks pointed out, should the need arise, we have extra, we can move it back to electricity. So you're not really any danger of running out of anything.
Councilman Ricks, you're on. Do you have something?
Thank you, Mayor.
Your light's on, that's why.
Pardon me.
All right. Any further question or comment on this? If not, clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The next Lattiser amendment is regarding Department 17101, Board of Canvassers salaries. The proposed amount is $219,006. The amendment is to reduce it by $10,000 and to put that money into the same account of 63290, Public Works Highway Asphalt.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Napa for discussion. Councilman Lattiser.
Well, it's my belief that that salary line item has been inflated, and I want to reduce that and move that money over to asphalt 63290.
This isn't the one set by the committee, is it?
By the what, please?
Is this the one that's set by the committee? So, yeah.
I'm simply reducing the salary item.
Yeah, no, I know. Sure. Mayor?
Yes, the salary is set by the Board of Canvassers. It's in accordance with state law. We have no choice but to give that raise. And if you take the salary away, I'd have to find the money somewhere other way.
So this one's kind of odd.
MIS director, the clerk needs some batteries. And I need a little light.
This isn't odd because of Councilman Lattiser. This is odd because there's a state law on this. And let me just pull it up so I don't mislead anyone here.
The Board of Canvas is the governing body of that department.
Yeah, so the state law states that the board, local duties of local canvassing, including the general appointment, employment, and the person limit, and funds available to pursuant law. And the compensation is subject to council approval only in Cranston, Stockton, and Coventry. So, according to the statute, we're not really supposed to weigh into this. However, this is, I don't want to word this wrong because it's not fair. It's subject to funds available, so this arguably is simply making the funds not available. Are we seeking to the proposed amendment? My only concern is it obviously goes against the spirit of the law, and for I know Councilman Ricks, Councilman Napa will understand, you can actually still lose lawsuits when you violate the spirit of the law, even if you don't violate the letter of the law. So I don't really want to wade into this. Personally, obviously, the council's free to vote whoever they please. I don't really want to purposely violate the spirit of the law on this one, even though I understand Councilman Lattiser's point. And I think it's actually kind of foolish that you have to opt in and get General Assembly approval for your city or town council to have a approval process on this whole situation. It's bizarre from my perspective. And I know Councilman Lattiser plans on changing that, and I fully support him on that one. That's for getting that legislation changed, but at least for tonight. Again, I just don't support an amendment that would go against the spirit of the statute. But again, I don't really blame you for at least attempting to, because it is odd that we don't have approval power here.
Thank you for those comments, Mr. President. I certainly don't want to go against the spirit of the law, but we certainly have the right to address a salary line item. With that said, part of the reason for my doing this is I think that this type of increase in how it occurred, I think it's demoralizing to many of our other employees. And I don't think that is the way things should be done. So with that said, obviously I've made my point. I will be addressing this evening through a resolution to also give the city of Warwick control on this, because the way this law is now, this is just another ridiculous law, because essentially what could happen is the board could appropriate any pay raise they wanted to do for someone in that particular department. They could put in a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 pay raise, and there's nothing we can do about it. That's absurd, and it needs to change. And my point's made. I will withdraw that request, and we'll deal with it in the docket memo this evening. And I would invite any of my colleagues that wish to co-sponsor to please sign on.
And I stand by what I said, fully support that effort. Just because, and not because this administration's abusing it, because they're not, but the opportunity for abuse is obviously present. And so while we don't have to worry about it from Mayor Picozzi, who knows what happens down the line. So there's just no reason to have that left hanging. Solicitor?
Without objection, the councilman's amendment's withdrawn.
So any objection to that withdrawal of that amendment? Seeing none, so withdrawn.
The next Lattiser amendment is moving from Department 3340, Police Service Contracts, original amount $350,000. The request is to reduce this by $25,000 and to put that $25,000 into Public Works Highway Asphalt account 63290.
So is there a second on that motion? Motion made from Councilman Lattiser, seconded by Councilman Ricks. Councilman Lattiser.
So that line item, 3340 service contracts, moving it to the request that it is now, that's going to be a $38,000 increase from last year. It's going to be $60,000 more than it's projected to use. It's $125,000 more than it was in fiscal year 2024, and $120,000 more than it was in fiscal 2023. I think that is an unnecessary increase in that line item. I have not received any supportive information to support that type of an increase, which is the reason I'm requesting the amendment to be 30-340 service contracts reduced by 25,000 and move it into the asphalt line item 63290.
Anyone have any questions or comments on this proposed amendment? Any issue one way or another from the administration?
I just spoke to Colonel McConnor, and he's against it. He said it's very crucial to have that those funds.
Councilman Apple.
So I can concur with the mayor on that. There was some conversation that I had with the police department on these service contracts, and these are ongoing service and maintenance contracts for new services that we approved in the finance committee for their purchases for upgrades in hardware and infrastructure. So it would be, I think, imprudent to not allow them the appropriate funds to take out the service and preventative maintenance contracts on the items that we have approved them for purchase, or the services and infrastructure that we've given to the police department that we've authorized them to spend on. So I think the preventative maintenance contracts are vital. Not that I have any objection to keeping costs under control, but I think that particular item would be kind of biting our nose to spite our face.
Mr. Councilor Chairman, Madison. Given the comments from the mayor and Councilman Napper, I can certainly respect that, and I withdraw that motion.
Any objection to withdrawal of that motion?
No.
All right, seeing none, so withdrawn. Just pretend you're listening to hold music.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next Lattiser amendment just needed to be updated because it had some impact on the administration's amendment. Previously, funds were moved from fire miscellaneous capital expenditures into the school department appropriation. Councilman Lattiser would prefer that these funds be placed in a finance contingency account. So the amendment that Councilman Lattiser is preparing is to reduce that the increase that was previously made, the $1,785,140, to reduce account 89000 by that amount and to put that money into 18400 finance contingency.
So is there a second regarding Councilman Lattiser's motion? Seconded by Councilman Napa. So Councilman Lattiser.
Mr. President, the reason that I'm requesting to make this move, it's not with the intent of denying those resources to the school department, but it is suggesting that that action be tabled. And there's quite a few reasons for it. One is, as we all know, at the request of the mayor and the approval of the city council and the general assembly, a budget review commission was formed. They are still in the process of doing the work, doing the researching, digging into expenses, revenues, etc. I think to move roughly $1.8 million into the coffers of the school department prior to receiving recommendations and direction from the budget commission is not appropriate. That's the whole reason why this budget commission was put into place. I think in doing this, A, it's jumping the gun. But yesterday, I attended the Budget Commission meeting, and what was dispersed to us was the school department could have as much as a $500,000 surplus, if you will, in the FICA account. You remember at Monday's meeting, I had asked questions about what is the percentage of FICA, and I wanted that number so that hopefully I would have had the time to back into everything and see if those numbers were accurate, but apparently the Budget Commission was already on that. In addition to that, the chair had also stated that there could be up to a $2 million return from healthcare. If those things come to be, they would have more monies than what they were originally asking for. Right now is about $1.5 million, $1.6 million delta, I think, between the schools and us. The concern is the more monies that are put over to the school department, the more that's been spent. You'll remember last year, we appropriated $1 million more than what their budget request was. And they came in or came back with subjective somewheres between $7 and $9 million deficit. They've had 3 years in a row with a budget that wasn't balanced. Also yesterday, it was disclosed that there has been a software program that was purchased somewheres upwards of, or a contract entered into to purchase somewheres upwards of a $700,000 software program. The school department had said that they already paid $202,888, but are not using the program. Program hasn't been implemented. The chair asked, if you don't do this program and you give it back, will you be receiving your $448,000 or whatever the number was back? And they weren't sure. I would say it's highly unlikely. The point is, the out of control spending without accountability, it just becomes more and more prevalent every time we dig in with things. So I'm not against moving the $1,785,000 to the school department. I'm just against moving it there now. To me, it is makes fiscal response sense to have it in the contingency line item, and if and when the budget commission comes back and says, this is what we have determined, this is what they need to go forward, then we release the money. If we move $1,785,000 over to the school department now, and the commission comes back with what is a potential up to $2.5 million, that's about $1 million more, $900,000 more than what the separation is between the $1.8 million, using a round number, and what their final ask is. So to me, that would make sense and be fiscally responsible that the money's there if and when the budget commission makes that recommendation. And that's my reasoning for making that amendment. Thank you.
All right, so regarding the proposed amount from the mayor, we're actually at a state now where we haven't been in a while where everyone's actually on board, I say everyone, generally speaking, with the route we're going with the school department and with the city's cooperation with them, with their rapidly burgeoning finance team they have over there, which everyone seems to be very excited about. There are definitely some variables that are up in the air. Unfortunately, they go in both directions when it comes to the state of the budget in that regard. However, it should be noted that there will be still nearly $2 million, if not more, gap between the ask and the amount being allocated as it stands now, even if these funds aren't moved. My hope is that we go forward with the mayor's request, and meanwhile having a supplemental appropriation ready to go for the school department. That way, when the budget commission comes down with whatever their findings are, if they identify a gap, we're ready, willing, and able to fill it. Because it's my understanding that expression of intent and willingness has already been made. And then if it comes down to the fact that no, there is no gap, then great, we did well. And I find it highly unlikely, if not improbable, that unless we allocate even more money than proposed by the mayor, that there will be no gap whatsoever or an overage. The facts just don't suggest that being accurate. We've heard from the school department ad nauseum in this regard. They've gone above and beyond to present information. They've arguably gone too lean in some regards to make this work. And there's some efficiencies that we still want them to do that would cost more money. And Councilman Muno wisely pointed out that they should get another position in their finance department to help round out everything nicely. That obviously costs money. We want them to be on Munis. That obviously costs money. So we want to be in a good shape going forward so that we don't keep coming back here and having the same problem. It looks like we almost have everything lined up to do that, but I think now's the least appropriate time to kind of stack the deck against them, even unintentionally. Because Councilman Lattice's point is not unfounded as far as putting it in a contingency account. It's not an unreasonable idea under the circumstances. However, I just don't think it is the best approach given how far we've come relationship-wise. We say we trust the school department's efforts, and we say we trust the new direction, the superintendent's efforts since becoming superintendent, and their incoming finance department. I say we demonstrate that we do in fact trust rather than just saying we do. And it's not like we'll be stuck in a situation where any consequences thereafter are irredeemable. They'll be back next year for the budget. And if it turns out there are issues that come between now and then, we know how to handle the situation. But given everything we've seen here has been unprecedented over these past few months, I'm fairly confident in them. Councilman Napa?
Just as a point of order, if the city solicitor, could you summarize for the council what the existing gap is between the school department's ask and where the budget allocation stands after the mayor's proposed amendment, just so we can quantify what it is we're speaking to?
The proposal currently before you, currently in 89,000, as we're deliberating, the current number in that account is 196,228,049. The request from the school department in their budget submission was $198,162,060. Need to do quick math, but that's the that difference is $1,934,011.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I would completely agree with you, Council President, on your assessment. I would agree that the mayor's additional proposed amendment to increase the school department budget by that amount is appropriate at this time. I would also just briefly add that I think it's also very much a good faith demonstration in public that the city council is also here working with the school committee. It's not a one-sided relationship. Each side is giving trust to the other side here. And certainly there's still quite a gap between what the school committee had requested and what the city council would be allocating here. There's also additional safeguards more than ever before. There's a better relationship. I'll leave my comments at that. Thank you.
Any further comments or questions regarding the proposed amendment, Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Gebhardt?
I'll just say that I think you said it all, Council President, so I'll echo what you had to say. Thank you.
Any further comments or questions regarding the proposed amendment from Councilman Lattiser? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Mr. DeLuise?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gebhardt?
No.
Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
No.
Mr. Napa?
No.
Mr. Rich?
No.
And yes, I know amendment fails.
So, sir, is that all the proposed amendments that were submitted to us?
That concludes pre-filed amendments.
All right. Are there any further amendments that a council member wishes to propose? All right. So I just want to make sure some things are known. Credit where credit's due, just so people are aware. Councilman Lattiser alone found nearly roughly $2 million worth of various clerical issues in the budget. That's not a dig on the administration because the budget's freaking massive. So it's very difficult to keep track of it all. It's more to make sure Councilman Lattiser's efforts are acknowledged in this regard because he did a great job. And that's in part why the school department was able to get more funds. All right, so no further amendments, no further comments one way or another. So I guess, clerk, call the roll, or we have more matters. Councilman Ricks?
Pardon me, I'll try to keep this one brief. I know, famous last words. So I would like to try to briefly state that I think that Mr. Cushman and some other members of the public, both in the chamber and otherwise, have made some very good points about this coming budget. A 3.91% tax increase certainly is not to be taken lightly. I know that no person here, no member of this council, takes this lightly whatsoever. But I know that we've all done our best to review this budget. I would like to commend Councilman Lattiser for all of his efforts, truly going above and beyond here with all of his experience in finance as finance chair for several terms. The reason for these tax increases becoming necessary is a culmination of several different factors, long-term, short-term. I'm concerned that future budgets in the next several years, as bad as things looked heading into this budget season, I'm not seeing future years look much better from the information that we currently have. So it's all the more important for us to, throughout the whole year, as well as at these budget hearings, review everything very carefully, make very careful decisions about what is and isn't necessary, so that we can try to avoid tax increases at this type of rate. And yet, we also have an obligation to make sure that high-quality city services are being provided, especially when we are asking taxpayers to pay so much. Look forward to working with the rest of the City Council, Mayor, and the administration to try to get through this difficult time. Thank you.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have one other item that I'd want to put forth, but I would need to, I guess, speak with the finance director for a question. Hello, director. Earlier today, and I cannot find the response. But I had asked a question regarding what our fund balance was in our healthcare reserve account and where that was going to be at the end of this fiscal year. And I cannot find that email, so I want to ask that again.
$3.5 million.
It's $3.5 million. The reason that I'm asking this is that's after the drawdown of the 1.25 in the mayor's budget.
It'll be 2,259,687 at the end of 26.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
2,259,697 at the end of 26.
And that is reflective of the 1.25 million that the mayor has drawn down from there to put into this budget?
Yes.
And in doing so, we are still left with an additional healthcare total due of, it's $1,479,787. So roughly $1.5 million that will have to be picked up by the taxpayers. And that's also part of this 3.9% potential tax increase. Is that correct?
I'm confused. Our healthcare cost is going up by 8.65%, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I believe increase is $2,729,787, right? It's not?
That's the balance at the end of fiscal year 26, if we use the 1.250 in 26. That will leave a reserve to be possibly used in 27 still.
So my line of thinking on this is, I believe it was last year, it was indicated that it potentially draw $5 million out of the healthcare reserves to fund OPEB. The reasoning for my question now is that my consideration would be to take that $1,479,787 that is still left to be paid after the mayor puts in the $1.25 million, to draw that out of the rainy day account and essentially give that a zero cost to the taxpayers. Get the taxpayers a bit of a break here, as opposed to letting this $2.259 million sit in the reserve account.
If you use the entirety of that account, we'll be left with nothing, and next year your healthcare cost will look like it's soared. The opinion has been to use that reserve slow and steady to help ease the cost to the city of the healthcare that goes up annually.
So essentially, this is it's a stop loss in place in case healthcare costs go crazy next year.
Healthcare always goes up, so the attitude has been to use this kind of in a slow and steady way instead of putting a huge hole in the budget.
Okay. That is definitely something that I will plug into my calendar for next year's budget if there's any discussion about taking $5 million out of that healthcare reserve and dumping it into OPEB. I'm not saying from you, Director, I'm saying in a general comment. Thank you.
Councilman Ricks, are you on, or is that just from before? All right, answers that question. Councilman Foley, move the question.
Director, we've reached the end of amendments. My math is all things were neutral, so is it accurate to portray that there's no changes necessary to the underlying resolution relative to the tax rates? Just want confirmation that we're good to proceed on the rates that are set in the resolution. All amendments that were proposed were net zero, so there was no additional transfers to expenditures.
You're correct, Mr. Walsh.
Thank you. Council President, someone can move, it would be in order to move the PCR 66 favorable as amended.
Anyone move favorable action as amended regarding PCR 66-25? So moved by Councilman Gephardt, seconded by Councilman Muto. Any further question or comment? Sure, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I fully realize that the administration has worked hard in trying to do the best that they can with regard to this budget. I certainly know all my colleagues on the City Council have done their best to play out the hand that we've been delivered. I am not going to be able to support this budget. And part of it is because of the hand that we've been delivered. And I understand and realize that our hands are tied on a lot of these contractual requirements that are driving the cost up wildly to the taxpayers. I don't have any say on those contracts, but I do have the opportunity to express my feelings with how we end up. And some of you have served with me for a long time. Some are in your first term with me. I've been saying it for years that the spending is out of control. And it's not just a reflection on this administration. It's on the past two previous administrations as well. Spending is out of control. In 2018 or so, as some of you will remember, I tried to pass a resolution that would have saved the taxpayers $5 million a year back then by increasing co-pays, by increasing stop-loss coverage, by eliminating lifetime health care, free lifetime health care for new hires, and implementing a modest copay on retirees with a pension of over $35,000. And that failed. And it failed again 2 years ago. These two schools, you know where I've been on it. I've been on it since day one, and that is in opposition. I oppose two schools, one school palatable, and I would have supported. I still do not believe, especially with the most recent numbers of the population, that two high schools are necessary. I've just recently received information where the population in those two high schools is barely 50%. I continue to oppose that. I said you couldn't build them for 350. Now we're at 4. The bonds have begun to increase recently, which could absolutely have a very negative impact in the cost. The senior citizens continue to bear the lion's share of the pain with this. We have our residents who live day to day and paycheck to paycheck that are incurring the bulk of the pain. We have our veterans who also have their own struggles. Years ago, some of you will remember when our actuaries came before us and they were asked the question, when do we reach the point of no return? And I know some of you have heard the answer, but I'm gonna say it again. The answer was you've already reached it, but yet there's nothing being done to bail the ship out. And for those reasons, I'm not going to be supporting this budget. There needs to certainly be an effort in these contract negotiations to turn the tide. Everybody wants to seem to, you know, dismiss the fact that, oh, we've been hearing this for years. Well, here we are. You just heard where we are financially. That's all I have to say on this matter. Thank you.
By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the original budget omitted the $10,000 for each ward. But once alerted to that fact, the administration was kind enough to put it back in. So much obliged and appreciate it. Councilman Foy, I saw you light up. Did you turn it off? You're good? All right. So it's been moved and seconded. So clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby? Yes. Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 no, as amended. That's 2 amendments. Are we amending?
No, that's as amended.
Okay. Make sure I'm right.
Yep, PCR 6625 stands passed. Anything for unanimous consent? Seeing none, we have a motion to go to the docket session. Councilman Foley. Any second? Second by Councilman Lattiser. Any objection? Seeing none, to the docket session we go. Councilman Foley. Councilman Ricks.
Pass.
Councilman Napa.
Pass.
Councilman DeLuise.
Pass.
Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, Mr. President, I would have one. And I would point out that the time is now 6:47. Councilman Foley.
5:47.
I'm sorry, 5:47. 5:47 is the time. So I have a resolution requesting the General Assembly to amend Rhode Island General Law 17-8-5 to include the City of Warwick in the list of municipal councils authorized to approve the employment and compensation of local canvassing authorities. At this time, Council President Sinapi has signed on as a co-sponsor, Councilman Muto, Councilman Kirby, and I believe
Councilman Foley, Councilman Ricks, Councilman
Looks
Napa.
As though unanimous amongst all. Thank you. Councilman Gephardt, did you sign? He did not. Sorry. I beg for forgiveness.
Councilman Muto, do you have anything for the docket session? Councilman Kirby, anything for the docket session? Councilman Gephardt, anything for the docket session? All right, and then I have one.
Mr. President, excuse me. Councilman Foley, Councilman Napper, and Councilman Rich did sign on as
yes.
Co-sponsors.
Okay. And then I have one supplemental appropriation for a school department. So that goes to finance. And if I didn't mention it, Councilman Lattiser just goes to intergovernmental. And that's everything. So we stand adjourned.